building your own Lego sets is fun, but what if the Lego company asked you to build a set? What if they asked you to build a theme? Mark Sandlin and Chris Giddens got to do just that for Lego's newly revived Space Theme. I got a chance to talk to them about their experience and what they had to go through to make that a reality.
It's been a while back now, but we, Paul Smith-Meyer and Tormod contacted us and said they had this idea brewing for doing some play themes in factory, and they decided that space would be the first of those play themes, and contacted us and asked us if we wanted to get on board, and we were like, yeah, sure, that'd be great. It's not like we were out campaigning to do something like this, and we're very honored and humbled to do it.
So it's not a question of lobbying the company to design a theme or a set. The company themselves asked Mark and Chris.
I've seen a few comments where people have said, well, why these guys? And part of it is that we've been very visible and participating in the Lego, community. And having spoken with the people at Lego through the Ambassadors Program and also, Lego does read the internet forums. I know that a lot of people think that maybe they don't see it or don't care, but actually the people at Lego do read the forums, and they watch and see which things are popular and have a lot of reaction to them. And Chris's PCS stuff has been extremely popular, and since my evil line of skulls and things play off of that, it makes an instant easy sort of antagonist to have sets.
Good versus bad. Is it necessary? Mark goes on to describe the new play system that Lego has had since the last iteration of Space.
In today's market, for things to sell, they need conflict-based play is what Lego calls it. And they have realized that it is something that sells well and kids understand immediately. And it requires very little sort of tie-in as far as story or things of that nature.
The return of space.
A lot of space fans have been complaining for the last, 8 years, ever since the Star Wars line came out, that we haven't had any space sets. And so that was one thing that Lego decided to answer was, okay, well, we'll make a factory space thing for the space fans who've been waiting for so long and asking for so long. And
bringing a set to the world doesn't happen as quickly as one might think. Chris elaborates.
When the ball got rolling on this, it was during a time when Classic Space was really getting its foothold and growing, and the Moon Base standard had really taken off, and Lego was really excited about the contingent of adult space fans who were really excited and really passionate. I think they wanted to tap into that. Especially at that time, our models were making, and they liked those, and they liked the design aesthetic and the idea of it being a simple good guy versus a bad guy kind of thing, and it was easy to tell who was who.
I asked Mark and Chris if Mars Mission was a test to see if the public was ready for the return of space.
I don't think so. One thing that the fan community doesn't realize, I mean, life on Mars, despite being sort of not extremely popular with the fans, life on Mars, from what I understand, sold very well. And I think that Lego decided to do Mars Mission because it's very similar. You know, a lot of us call it Life on Mars 2.
Chris addresses how the company sees Star Wars as opposed to space.
And I think they've realized that the Star Wars, Lego Star Wars, is its own brand. There's not going to be as much competition between a kid going in and buying a space set by Lego a Star Wars set by Lego. They realize kids are going to buy Star Wars because it's Star Wars. They're going to buy space because they like space. And they really aren't going to be figuring out where their dollars go, because Lego Star Wars is so established. If you want Lego Star Wars, you're going to go buy Lego Star Wars no matter if there's a space set on the shelf, and vice versa. You know, Mars Mission was the last space theme that was about when, Star Wars started coming around. And so they backed off on the Mars Mission to do Star Wars because they thought that felt the science fiction role. But there was still some market out there for a regular Lego theme.
We'll hear more from Mark Sandlin and Chris Giddens on the return of space. For the Spamcast, I'm Tom McDonald.